swimming in the darkness. She's been holding on to all her reasons. She's been flying like a bullet from a gun. Baby's got the top down. Baby's got her eyes closed. Baby likes the sweet sound of rock and roll.
Thanks for tuning into the Songlines and Tan Lines podcast with Anthony Renfro. Those returning, thank you. Those new to this podcast, welcome. Now let's pull up the anchor and set sail. Kenny Chesney just released the album Born, and I hadn't planned to cover it yet, if ever, but after giving it a few listens, multiple listens actually, just listened to it yesterday, and wanting to dive deeper into other artists on the podcast and wanting to dive deeper into Kenny's discography, I thought, why not go ahead and dive into this album now? It's a great album from start to finish, and Kenny is definitely moving further away from the country sound he started his career with. That's not a bad thing. In fact, agree or disagree with me on this, I prefer it. The album Born, along with many of his recent albums, really feel like Kenny Chesney. When I listen to his country albums, his true country albums, his early albums, I don't feel that way. They are great albums from start to finish with many great songs, but it always felt, to me personally, that something was missing. Kind of like Buffett's folk sound, which I enjoy and champion often and encourage people to listen to, but we all know that's not Jimmy Buffett. And the traditional country sound doesn't suit Kenny either. Don't get me wrong, he sounds fantastic back in those early days, but albums like Born really are more what I like to hear Kenny sounding like. This feels like Kenny being himself and true to a sound that works for him and his vocal style. Sidebar or rant or whatever you call it, that's done. Let's now get into the album and songs from it. First up, a bit about the album Born from Apple Music. It states, "What does life and love and truth all mean?" Kenny Chesney poses this question on the title track of his 20th studio album. Sidebar, 20 albums. Nice job, Kenny. Sidebar over. A record that finds the wildly beloved country singer-songwriter reflecting on his roots and digging into his spirituality. Rather than firm answers, Chesney offers up 15 tracks that thematically run the gamut from casual, the sweetly cheeky guilty pleasure, to philosophical, this too shall pass, to otherworldly, as on the touching closing track, Wherever You Are Tonight, which ponders where we go when we die. As he tells Apple Music, this period of reflection also finds Chesney very much focused on the future, always dreaming about where his next musical journey might lead him. Quotations here, so this is obviously Kenny speaking. It says, "I think that I've been very fortunate to see a lot of my dreams come true and to live in that, to live in gratitude that happened. But, of course, as much as I've traveled, there's still a lot of places that I haven't been. I hope I haven't written my best song." And I don't think he's written his best song yet. And the song that opened the episode, Top Down, is my current favorite on the album. It's an amazing tune from start to finish, and it would pair well with Ragtop Day by Jimmy. And I almost paired Ragtop Day and Top Down together in an episode, but then I was like, why not just go ahead and cover Born? It's brand new. It's Kenny Chesney. I want to do more Chesney. So there you go. Now, back to that beach vibe Kenny does so well, a sound I hope he continues to perfect, and a song called Blame It on the Salt.
What's your name? Where you been all my life? Just playing, just saying. We should probably get a couple more drinks and we can write our names up on a Lincoln, tape it up on the wall. And if you get to catching feelings, baby, it ain't your fault. You can blame it on the salt, sitting on the rim. Blame it on the salt, blame it on him.
for breaking your heart, bringing you here to this bar stool. And it's all cool, cause we got all night to get it all right. And there ain't nothing wrong if we blame it on the song.
This one has a fantastic groove and vibe to it, kind of a reggae-ish kind of sound. It would be a great song to play over the speakers at a beachside bar, you know, those kind of day, sun out, warm weather, coconut suntan oil on the breeze, palms flapping and cackling. Really could hear this song in an environment like that. And it would have to be an open bar too, like a whole side open and doors open kind of bar. It couldn't be a closed bar either. It's that kind of song. Now the next song is called One Lonely Island.
There's people everywhere, yeah, but we don't see them there, lost in each other's stare. This might be nothing, but this might be serious. Yeah, we're both curious. You ain't gotta say it, I recognize the hungry heart that's in your eyes. And alone tonight, it's one lonely island. We've both been drifting out to sea. I'll rescue you, you rescue me. We don't have to be one lonely island. One lonely island. One lonely.
Another song with a great groove and vibe, kind of a laid-back rock song with a solid guitar solo, and Kenny's vocals pair so well with this sound. And you heard the Apple Music album blurb already, but there is some information on this album on Wikipedia, so I pulled that too. It goes like this. It states, Born is the 20th studio album by Kenny, which I've already mentioned. It was released March 22nd, 2024 via Warner Records Nashville and Blue Cheer Records. Sidebar, I bet you Blue Cheer Records is Kenny's own label. Just saying, because he has that song Blue Cheer Bay. That's what I would think. I don't know. If you know, let me know. Sidebar over. The album includes the single Take Her Home. And in an interview with American Songwriter, Chesney stated that he began selecting songs for Born during the COVID-19 pandemic, as the pandemic allowed him to spend more time in the studio than he did previously. He stated that, I think it was less worrying about checking boxes or worrying about what do we have, and more about the spirit of going into the studio and being creative. The album is Chesney's first since Here and Now, 4 years prior. As with most of his previous albums, he co-produced it with Buddy Cannon. Take Her Home is the album's lead single. And speaking of Take Her Home, that will be the song that will close out the episode. Here's a bit of information on it from songfacts.com. Take Her Home is a love song where Kenny Chesney narrates a tale of love blossoming and maturing. The unexpected twist in the third verse of A Baby in a Car Seat drives home the cycle of life. Even though I haven't lived every single part of the song, I look out into my audience and I realize that there's people out there that have lived the majority of it, Chesney told Taste of Country's Evan Paul. The song, written by Hunter Phelps, Hardy, and Zach Abend, was tailor-made for Chesney. Hardy even texted him saying, we wrote this with you in mind. Mind giving it a listen? When you get that text from Hardy, you're going to listen to it, right? Chesney told Evan Paul. As Chesney listened to it, a resounding wow went off in his head. The song was exactly what he'd been looking for, a tune that would resonate with his audience. And I agree, it resonated strongly with me. It's a killer tune, and I enjoyed learning those facts. And I know featuring four songs from this album is probably not enough coverage. I won't argue that fact. And you can scream at me all you want for it, but I do hope the samples I feature will be enough to get you to go out and at least listen to Born, because it's another solid album among so many in Chesney's long career. And if the songs I featured didn't land with you, there are 11 more songs you can listen to on the album that I didn't cover. Maybe one of those will land for you. Are you a Chesney fan? Have you heard the new album Born? What's your favorite song from the new album Born if you have listened to it? Let me know all that, and let me drop anchor here and close out the episode. If you like what you hear, don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already. And if you do enjoy what I do here, don't forget to rate and review this podcast once you finish the episode. And if you want to support me and this podcast, best way to do that is to purchase one of my books or short stories, or drop me a tip on my Ko-Fi page, or check out either of my YouTube channels. My contact information and where I can be found on the web is in the show notes. Take care and thanks for listening.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch to some old deep cut cheap trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. And somehow she ain't got a boyfriend. So you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play it cool walking through the door, but you smile like a fool 'cause you can't wait.